WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Hello, everybody. This is WVUA 90.7 FM, The Capstone, and welcome to the inaugural episode of the Full Court Press Podcast. My name is Jamie Martinez, and I'm joined by Alex Chasen and Nick Atkinson. On today's episode, look forward to our self-introductions, breaking news, and way too early Eastern Conference predictions. With that being said, let's get into our introductions, fellas.
Let's go.
All right. All right. My name is Jamie Martinez. I'm from the Central Coast of Morro Bay, California. My favorite NBA team would definitely be the Sacramento Kings. I am not a bandwagon, but I got a rep. And my favorite player is De'Aaron Fox. I would say my dream job would be working as a broadcaster for the San Francisco 49ers, interviewing players, doing fun things like that. Nick.
I'm Nick Atkinson. I'm from Greenville, South Carolina. My favorite NBA team is the 76ers. My favorite player is Russell Westbrook. And my dream job will probably be a play-by-play broadcaster for the NBA.
I'm Alex Chasen. I'm from Mansfield, Massachusetts, about 30 minutes south of the best sports city in the country, Boston.
Yeah, okay, bud.
My favorite NBA team, of course, is the Boston Celtics. My favorite player, I do love Russell Westbrook like Nick. But I'm going to have to go with Jaylen Brown. That's my boy. Jaylen Brown is the man. He's going to have a great season this year. Yeah, we'll get to that a little later. And my dream job will probably be, you know, being like the next Stephen A. Smith or my radio show, something like that. That would be the top tier of my goals. Now let's get into some breaking news. Well, before we get into the breaking news specifically, I just want to let you guys know, the NBA preseason starts this Friday, September 30th.
Oh, yeah,
basketball is back. Training camp started yesterday. The NBA regular season starts Tuesday, October 18th. It's coming around, boys. It is coming around.
So close.
76ers at Celtics at 7:30 p.m. is the first game.
Yep.
And the second game, Lakers at Warriors, 10 p.m. Eastern. And the Warriors get their rings. Now, as a Celtics fan, that pains me a little bit. But it's okay. The better team won, and they get their ring. So respect to the Warriors.
It'll be a fun game. It'll be a Warriors blowout in my eyes.
probably.
But it'll be a fun game nonetheless.
Now, the real breaking news, and the guys and I talked about this. I have to be the one to introduce this breaking news. Coach Ime Udoka of the Boston Celtics is suspended for the entire season.
Ouch.
Most of you guys know why. I'm not going to, you know, give my personal opinion or give I'm just going to give the facts of what we know. Reportedly, unspecified violations of team policies that included possibly a relationship with a woman, you know, female staffer of the Celtics, mm-hmm. slash possibly unwanted comments is all I know from press conference with Celtics owner Wick Grosbeck and president of basketball operations Brad Stevens. That's all we know. That's all I'm going to get into on that topic. But it's sad. But the interim coach is Joe Mazzulla, who is actually a local boy. He is from Johnston, Rhode Island. He grew up a Celtics fan, I'm assuming. You know, he's from Rhode Island, from New England. And quick little fun story. My high school basketball coach, well, he wasn't my coach because I wasn't on the prep team. He knows Coach Mazzulla, and he would always talk to me about him. So I thought that was a little cool fun fact to throw in there for today. But I think we'll be okay. I think the Celtics will be all right. I'll get into it a little later when I talk about my Eastern Conference predictions. But it's okay. Celtics would be all right. It sucks, but what's your take on it, guys?
I mean, I think this will play a big part in the Celtics season this year. I'll definitely get into it in my predictions a bit later, but I do think this will do more harm than good.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Mazzulla's not experienced as a head coach, so.
He did coach in college.
Oh, as a head coach?
He was. He was the head coach at West. He went to West Virginia, I'm sorry, for college, but he did coach in college as well.
Oh, okay.
So he has some experience. Yeah. He's been on the Celtics staff for about 3-4 years. So he has experience, but he's young. He's only 33, 34. Definitely extremely young. Youngest head coach in the league.
It's a big jump.
So it is a big jump. But I think they'll be all right. Gonna affect them a little bit. I'll get into that later. But
pretty sure there's players older than him on
his
team.
Yeah, Al Horford's older. He's 36.
Al
Horford is older. He is definitely older on that one.
So I'll get us started on the Eastern Conference standings. I got the Magic at 15. And I'll get into my reason for that. And it's because they still are raw talented, and they don't really have anybody that's like, they don't even have any veterans on the team other than Terrence Ross. So, yeah.
Solid reasonings.
What do you got? 14.
I got the Pacers.
Okay.
I think that they'll be a little bit better than the Magic. Reason being, they got Tyrese, Mathurin, and Miles Turner, and Buddy Hield.
I like
that's what I'm saying. Those four is a lot better than Cole Anthony, Paolo, and Franz Wagner.
Yeah. I'm excited for Tyrese. Obviously, I don't think that he's going to push him to the playoffs. I think we all can agree on that when we give our standings, but I agree.
Yeah.
He has a bright future.
Being a Sacramento Kings fan, losing Haliburton hurt, but I think he will lead the Pacers to having a bit of a successful year. Not a playoff team yet, but I think they will have at least some success. I'll get into that later.
Mm-hmm. 13.
Okay, so at my 13, this is going to surprise a lot of people, but I got the Hornets.
Yeah.
And reason being, because they have such a huge gap at the front court. Like, they're not going to be able to win many games having Mason Plumlee and P.J. Washington as the front court.
And you have them at 30-52 as their record?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
I mean, they could win more games, but everything will have to go right for them. No injuries, no, like, you know what I'm saying?
I definitely like that take.
I don't see them making the playoffs or the play-in, but that's a little low, I would say, in my opinion, because they do have T-Row, Scary Terry, former Celtic, LaMelo Ball, who could be an all-star this year.
He probably will be.
Gordon Hayward, who I think is going to take a step back.
Yeah.
He's getting older.
I think it'll be a significant step back.
It's their center position that's the struggle.
Yeah.
Mason Plumlee, I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. He just keeps getting signed, as a starting center.
And losing Miles Bridges is obviously huge.
That's huge.
That's the biggest part of their...
That's their biggest loss.
And P.J. Washington isn't bad at all, but, it's just who is his reserve. You know what I'm saying?
That's
who's
going to
play for him whenever he's out. But next, I got the Wizards. They could be good, but, Brad and Porzingis isn't really enough, I think, to be better than any of the teams I have ahead of them. So yeah, I mean.
I don't know why Beal keeps signing with them.
I know.
I want him to go to the Celtics, or not even the Celtics. I'll take my bias out of it. I want him to go to, some contending team and win.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's get him out of Washington.
Yeah. I mean, John Wall did his thing. He got out of there. Thank goodness for him.
I mean, he got his bag, though, first.
He got big money by the Rockets just
too.
To do nothing.
Beal got his bag, but he just doesn't seem like he had the chance to leave.
Yeah.
I don't know what Beal's thinking.
Crazy.
He's wasting his career out there in D.C.
Yep. It's facts. So at my – I originally had the Pistons at 10.
Okay.
But I moved them down to 11 because I was thinking the Knicks Brunson is a big upgrade for Quickly, who was playing point guard last year.
Or Rose, who's now on their bench.
Mm-hmm. So I have the Pistons there. I think that they're going to take a big jump because of Jaden Ivey. He has a lot of potential, I think, and Jalen Duren's a good rim protector and – just they have a lot of raw talent that I think is going to work out and mesh well together. And Bohan Bogdanovic, he's going to play a good veteran role as well.
You don't think they're going to buy out his contract?
No, I think he'll play it out because, yeah, I mean.
Or Kemba, too. He's not. I know he's not going to play any games at all.
Yeah,
try to move Kemba.
Nope.
That sucks for Kemba.
Yeah, but, I mean, Bohan Bogdanovic plays a big part in teams continuing to be able to score, and he'll just do a good presence for them.
You have them winning 13 more games than last year.
Yeah,
I can see it.
I can definitely see it. I think Ivy is a big improvement
for
them.
That's what I'm saying. They got a steal in the draft.
Yeah, I think Cade Cunningham and Jaden Ivy can be a very good guard duo for a long time. Maybe a Wall and Beal type thing.
Yeah, exactly.
And don't forget Isaiah Stewart.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget the man.
Yeah. For real.
He really hates the Lakers, doesn't he?
So at the 10, like I was saying, I got the Knicks. Jalen Brunson, he's a good point guard. And it really just depends on if Julius Randle can get back to all-star form. If he gets back to all-star form, I could see them being higher than 10, honestly. But it all just falls on that, really. So
yeah, they have to do well. I mean, not well, but at least make the plan.
Yeah,
they got Brunson. They made that move. Now they have Rose off their bench, who I guess lost 20-something pounds
or
something.
Yeah, he's back to his rookie weight.
Yeah, rookie weight. Thank you.
Yeah,
so. There's high hopes in New York City, but not high hopes as in championship aspirations. More like, let's just make the plan.
Yeah. this season's all depending on Julius Randle right now. I mean, if he does not perform to that all-star level as we previously stated.
Mitchell Robinson.
He needs to produce as well.
He's got to stay healthy. I mean, this Knicks team has a lot of potential. I just don't think that they're there yet. Not yet.
Yeah. I also think that if RJ can, I think that he has the potential to be an all-star.
Definitely.
And if he does that while everything else works out, they'll definitely be a really good
team. They can jump up.
I love RJ Barrett. I really do.
Mm-hmm. And at the 9 spot, I got the Raptors. They're consistently a playoff team, it seems like, regardless of who is the point guard and just everything like that. And, you know, Scotty Barnes is such a good, you know, two-way player that it's like his potential is really up there. And them getting Otto Porter, who just won the title with the Warriors, is really big for them off
that
the bench.
A key.
That's
a big
one.
What I'm saying. Thad Young, too.
Yeah.
Gary Trent.
Great
Jr.
vet.
Yep.
Gary Trent, yep.
I do. I've always loved Gary Trent. That's my guy.
Fred VanVleet as well.
Mm-hmm.
They have a well-rounded team, but I agree with, you know, the nine spot. I forget exactly where I have them. I'll give it later. But
yeah.
I agree with that nine spot. They're always going to be a, I guess now you can call it play-in, but they're always going to be a play-in slash playoff team.
Mm-hmm.
They always have a good core.
Yeah, Nick Nurse really knows how to do his job.
He's a great coach.
He adjusted well after losing Kawhi and now Kyle Lowry. So.
Yeah.
So, next, I got the Heat.
Wild.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
That is
wild.
Woo! But
I need to hear this. I need to hear this.
Right,
yeah.
So I'm going to get into it. So, your power four is about to be Duncan Robinson, supposedly, or Jovic. Like,
yeah.
And he's nobody's really
rookie.
Yeah, he's a rookie. Like, he's unproven. So, that's just a big hole in itself, unless you're going to play Dwayne Dedman.
PJ?
He went to the Sixers.
Oh, you're right.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That hole is, like, that's really big for them.
Yeah, you
that's,
do not want to play Dwayne Dedman.
And
I'm
you don't
want to
play
you.
Jimmy Butler there either.
He's too small.
Yeah, he's 6'7". That's not
I don't get the reasoning behind Duncan Robinson at
no,
the four.
That's
there's
what I'm
no
still
way.
Eight, though. You think they're going to take that big of a loss?
Yeah, and that's just because of who I got ahead of them. Like,
okay.
You know what I'm saying?
You don't think they could put Bam at the four and move, like, Dwayne Dedman to the five? Because it would just make a bigger lineup.
Yeah, you're right. But then there's a hole at the backup center.
Yeah.
Sure.
I mean, Dwayne Dedman is not starting center material. And
that spacing is horrible, too.
Yeah, I was going to say, despite Bam's size, he's not a great shooter.
No.
I think he's made
–
yeah, he's not a good stretch four, which is, like, very important in today's NBA.
There are some playable free agents, though, like LaMarcus or Dwight.
Yeah.
Dwight probably wouldn't work with their system because they're more spacing the floor. But LaMarcus can space the floor, at least to, like, a deep midi, so – possible signing there.
He's
maybe
a little old though. I know he has that heart condition, I believe.
He did, but then
I think he got rid of it.
It got fixed or whatever, and then he came back for the Nets last year.
Yeah. So at the seventh spot, I got the Bulls.
Okay.
Despite Zoe being injured, they're still gonna be good because they got Caruso, who I'm assuming is gonna start for them. They got Zach LaVine, who's healthy. They got DeRozan, Pat Williams, and Vucevic, all healthy.
Kobe White.
Yeah, that's what. And I got Kobe White.
You don't think
White.
Kobe White will start?
No, he's the backup.
Yeah,
I think
he's a great six man.
I think Ayo Dosunmu is starting.
Really? Yeah, I can see that too.
I think he's starting.
Yeah,
they have a good
off the ball.
Guard core to at least keep their record somewhat stable while Zoe's hurt.
And Andre Drummond was a really big signing, I think.
It's key.
You know what I'm saying? Vucevic has never been a player that can stay healthy a whole season.
He's never really been a great rebounder either.
Yeah,
that's what Drummond brings.
Exactly, and that defense that they're going to need.
Just Drummond can't space.
Yeah.
And with DeMar, who can't really space. I mean, he shot better last year, but still, for most of his career, not the best spacer. It could be tough, but it's definitely a good sign.
Mm-hmm.
And Zach LaVine, I think, obviously he can't solve all the problems for the three-point shooting, but, like, he could definitely play a big role in that for sure.
Mm-hmm.
They need to get, like, a sniper on that team. And they have that, and then Zoe's healthy. That could be a good group.
Yeah,
but they don't really
sure.
have a sniper right now.
Yeah. I think they should package a trade for Duncan Robinson. Maybe trade him a big, maybe a couple picks.
Yeah.
Bring in Duncan Robinson. I think that's maybe exactly what they need.
That could work out because they could do they have Tony Bradley on the team still, the Bulls?
I believe so.
I mean, yeah, you could just trade him to the Heat for Duncan Robinson.
Yeah, maybe that and like a pick or something.
Can't forget Patrick Williams.
Yeah.
He's hurt though, right?
No, I think I heard
he's been hurt on and off so far as career, so I forget.
Yeah. It's been hard for him.
I know, but he's just a good defender. I think that he's one of the most valuable players on that team. You just can't
defensively
really trade him, yeah. So at the six, I got the Nets.
Agree.
The drama is like it's gonna complete. They if there was no drama involved, there's no reason they wouldn't be the number one seed.
Yeah. Any egos.
That's what I'm saying. It's not even with the players at this point. It's with the front office, the coaching. Like, Ben Simmons leaving the group chat played a big part in them not being able to like win any games against the Celtics.
And he just kept, you know, just like, no, I'm not gonna play today. My back kind of hurts. Oh, tomorrow, my leg kind of hurts.
Yeah,
like when did he even get a back injury? Like,
I don't remember.
That's what I'm saying.
That.
I never saw that. Like,
I can understand the mental health standpoint.
Yeah,
I can't argue with that. That's personal stuff. But when you're like getting into it, it's playoff time. You're like, oh, my back hurts.
Yeah.
What's going on here? There has to be something more.
He clearly did not want to be there.
Yeah, he just was trying to make excuses up for sure. Mm-hmm.
But hopefully they get ready this year. Hopefully it all works out. And like, I agree. I think I roughly have him in the same, relatively the same spot. Mm-hmm. But if it all works out, they could be the one seed.
Yeah.
But that's like the biggest if on the planet.
Yeah.
For sure. So at the five spot, I got the Hawks.
Okay.
They made
that's a little high for me.
Top three move in the offseason this year by getting DeJounte Murray. Mm-hmm. Like, that was a much-needed defender they needed at the two-guard spot because Trey, he doesn't need another backcourt shooter. DeAndre Hunter provides enough shooting, and now you have DeAndre Hunter, Capella, and DeJounte Murray all in the same starting lineup, so it's going to be hard for any team to adjust to that defensively.
Murray is one of my favorite players in the league since he was like a rookie, just because he can do everything.
Yeah.
And I'm glad he's finally on a team that I don't think they'll contend quite yet, but on a team that's going to consistently make the playoffs for years to come.
Yeah, I think over the offseason we saw something out of DeJounte Murray that we haven't seen before, and that was that trash talk, you know?
Yeah.
He couldn't really show that on the Spurs because of the whole Greg Popovich mentality, but I think he brings a new attitude to Atlanta, which I think will fit in perfectly.
I
think the bad boy Hawks, you know, I think they have potential.
I never really thought about like the Popovich aspect. It's kind of like Bill Belichick with the Patriots.
Yeah.
It kind of tells everyone to keep quiet, do their job. So I'm glad you brought that up.
That's always how Popovich has been, especially back in the day with like Tim Duncan. Mm-hmm. I remember Tim Duncan was always like this laughable guy coming out of college. I remember he got the tech for laughing at a ref.
Yeah,
and ever since then.
You were alive?
I was there for it. I was in the crowd.
No,
and like ever since then, that man became a robot. Same with Kawhi Leonard.
Mm-hmm.
It was crazy.
No, for real. Yeah.
And now that DeJounte's out of there, I mean, he's like he's a mean guy.
Yeah.
You know?
And I think he's going to play with a chip on his shoulder.
Definitely.
For sure this season because he has a lot to prove that he can be a player that – I mean, he made the All-Star game last year, right? And a lot of people are doubting whether or not he made that just because he was on a team that didn't have much. So he has a lot to prove,
I think. Well, what would you say their starting five would be?
I would say they're going to have Trey, DeJounte, Hunter, John Collins, Capella.
That's exactly what
it is. That's a great lineup.
Yeah,
it's all well-rounded, off the bench. I mean, they did lose Herter in the offseason, which hurts their bench.
Yeah.
Sacramento Kings, baby.
Now you're moving Bogdanovich to the bench as well.
Yeah.
So that's going to play a big
role for
the bench
shooting,
squad.
But I don't think I like their reserves, especially for their bigs.
Mm-hmm.
I think, especially
Okongwu.
Yeah, I like Okongwu, but they don't have a ton of shooting outside of Bogdanovich off the bench, which I think will hurt.
And I think their backup point guard is Aaron Holiday.
Yeesh. He was like the third string for the Kings, you know. That's bad in my eyes.
Yeah, for sure. But the next team I got is the Cavs at four.
I like this.
And the Mitchell trade is probably the biggest trade of the offseason for sure. Everybody was convinced he was going to the Knicks or maybe even like the Heat. Mm-hmm. And like the backcourt pairing is going to be good offensively, like unstoppable near. But like the defense is where I'm a little concerned at as far as the backcourt goes. But the front court with Jarrett and Mobley is going to be unstoppable.
I think Donovan Mitchell's a very slept-on defender. I mean,
yeah,
especially
for
his size.
Yeah.
I think he can really guard a solid point guard.
They have
out
a very,
there.
Very small backcourt.
Yeah.
Garland, I don't think he's more than 6'1".
Yeah, he's 6'1", exactly.
6'1".
Yeah, 6'1", 6'2".
Yeah.
With that said, though, they do have, you know, bigs with Mobley.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why Kevin Love would start. I mean, that's their only real
he's
power
not,
forward, but he's old.
He's not starting.
Yeah.
They're starting Mobley and Jared Allen.
Yeah, and then I think
Okoro at the three.
That's what I was thinking. Okoro at the three. He's a good defender to me, so I think that would be a good idea.
That's some real big, you know, that's a big squad.
Yeah, and that's Allen, defensively, especially in the paint. So if, like, somebody drives right past Mitchell, they got, like, two real big dudes in the paint right there. And especially you still have Caris LeVert off the bench.
Yeah.
You have Chetty Osmond, Robin Lopez. I mean, you still got pieces off that bench. That's why I really like him.
Robin Lopez,
I saw a funny picture of him yesterday on Instagram.
Fresno, California.
Oh, yeah.
Is that where he went?
Yeah, no, he's from Fresno, California.
Yeah.
Him and Brooke. Got to rep him.
It's funny how they're twins. But like
look nothing.
I mean, their faces are like.
No,
Robin Lopez kind of has hair like you, which I know the audience can't see, but it's like, you know, Robin Lopez's hair. That's like Nick's hair, kind of.
Yeah,
big.
Not as like long. His is like you know, it's a little long.
And then
Brooke
is more like straight.
Yeah,
yeah,
so
it's
funny.
It's real trimmed up.
Exactly.
At three.
I don't think you're gonna like this, but I got the Celtics.
I'm fine with it.
All right. Well, my reasoning is because the Ime situation. Yep. Like, if he was there, this is a whole different situation.
Where would you have him if he was there? Nothing happened. And everyone's healthy as well.
Okay, number one seed, for sure. They're the best team, one of the best teams in the league, for sure.
That brings me a little bit of joy.
Yeah, I think.
Knowing what could have been.
Give them, when Robert Williams comes back, they're going to, I mean, their ceiling's going to go way up.
Yeah.
So, but regardless, you have Al Horford that's going to hold that down a little bit. My only concern is, I guess Luke Kornet is going to be the backup center.
He was in the starting group yesterday at practice. I saw a report on him. He was the starting center in practice.
I don't like that.
He's a shooter. He can space the floor.
I think Al's too slow to run the four at this point. I mean, he's a good stretch
five.
In
the playoffs? He took over.
He was really good in the playoffs.
He was like 28 years old in the playoffs.
Yeah, but I just don't think the speed is there anymore. I know the shooting's only improved since he
began. It
was
there 3 months ago. It was there 3 months ago.
That might be just playoff adrenaline, you know?
Could be. We'll see.
The finals adrenaline really kicks in for everybody.
I understand the point, but.
I mean, look at LeBron. That really kicks in for him.
But, I mean, I think that Grant Williams, Derek White, and Pritchard, that's like one of the best groups off the bench.
Malcolm Brogdon, too.
Oh, I think he's going to start, though.
Probably
you don't
not.
Think so?
No?
I don't think he's going to start.
I think
personally,
he will.
I think it's going to be him at the point, Marcus Smart at the two, Jaylen Brown at small forward, Jason Tatum at the four, and then...
The only reason why I say that is because in his interview, because I was watching all like their preseason interviews at Media Day a few days ago, he's like, I came here to be the sixth man.
Oh, word.
Interesting.
Yeah. So they're probably going to... I mean... They're going to play him where they play him, but I think he chose the Celtics where he can take a little bit of a limited role before on the Pacers where he was like one of their stars. Yeah. So he can take a limited role and compete for a championship.
Yeah.
But still a big role as a six man. Mm-hmm.
Do the Celtics have a legitimate 7-footer on their team? Because I know Horford's like 6'10".
I think Luke Kornet might be the closest we got.
Yeah, I think so.
Because Al's 6'10".
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Grant Williams is
6'8".
Yeah, it's not even. He's like 6'6".
He's like 6'6".
And then Rob's like 6'9". So I think the closest we have is Luke Kornet.
Yeah, but Robert Williams plays like he's 7 foot, though.
Yeah.
He does.
He doesn't have a presence.
Height has no problem. Like, it doesn't matter with Rob because he just jumps out the gym.
Does he have a long wingspan?
I think so.
He'd have to.
I don't know off the top of my head, but based off what we see on the court, he has to.
Yeah, for sure. 100%. So at the two, I got my team. I got the Sixers. I think on paper, you're talking about James Harden and Joel Embiid. That's like one of the best duos in basketball for sure.
Maxie, you can't forget Maxie.
Yeah, that's my boy.
I know you're not forgetting him, but I would include him in that.
Oh yeah, he's definitely part of the big three. I think personally he's gonna be one of the top 10 catch and shoot players in the league this year, along with PJ Tucker and Thibault's gonna play a big part in the defense as well. Melton's gonna play a big part. They got Korkmaz who was showing that he can show some sort of aggressiveness in the Euro League, so yeah, for sure. And then Doc Rivers, I mean, although he's a coach that consistently blows 3-1 leads, he still is a good coach. I like Tobias Harris, but I think he will play a better role coming off the bench, personally.
Yeah, he's regressed.
Yeah,
he's
you know what I'm saying?
Anymore.
Do you think he will come off the bench?
I think it'd be smart, but I don't think it's going to happen.
His contract's pretty big, right?
Yeah,
so he's gonna start. Bigger than Joel. It's $37 million.
Just based off the contract, and it's still a business, he's going
to
start
because
of the money.
Yeah,
I mean, he's a great offensive player, but him playing the four right now is not smart. And he can stretch the floor a little bit, but not enough to the point where you would want it with Embiid.
Tobias Harris used to be a machine. I mean, on the Clippers, that dude did everything.
Yeah.
And even early on the Sixers and the bubble, I mean, he was just a machine. And then I don't know what happened. He just regressed hard.
He's getting a little older.
I mean, that's true. So everybody expects this. The Bucks. I mean, they got the best player in basketball, and they have an amazing defender at the point guard. They got Pat Connaughton, who can shoot. Chris Middleton, he's consistently just a great playoff performer. And then they got Joe Ingles and Ibaka off the bench. So I think that'll play a big part for them. And Mike Budenholzer is a good coach. So
very good coach. I don't think there's any argument there for any of us.
No.
I don't think so either.
No, I have the Bucks at 1-2.
They'll win a lot of games. I said 59 wins.
Even if the Celtics were at full strength, no Ime situation, full health, I would have still put the Bucks in 1.
Yeah.
Just because it's Giannis, and he had Drew Holiday and Chris Middleton just pair so well with him.
Yeah, I think so too, yeah.
Giannis has been unstoppable.
I just think if the Celtics would have had everything go right, I think they would have been a 60-win team.
Yeah.
Like definitely. Right at 60 wins, 60-22.
There's
probably.
No doubt about that. I think they can go above, too.
So
I'll go get into mine now. All right, so at 15, got the Magic. No surprise.
Yeah.
Poverty organization.
I have them going 25-57. They were 22-60 last year. So a 3-game improvement. They got Pablo. Or Paolo. I always say Pablo.
Paolo Banchero. Yeah.
He's going to be a good piece, but it's just not their time now.
Not yet.
Not
Markel
at all.
Fultz is going to be hurt for a little bit with his broken toe. I feel so bad for him.
He's always hurt.
He's always hurt.
He's a drafter for Philly.
Cole Anthony, great piece. Suggs, great piece, but it's just not their time.
Yeah.
Isaac's hurt. He'll come back eventually, but
one day. I swear
I think
he's
we all can
hurt.
Agree with roughly 15 for the Magic.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah, I think so too.
14, Pacers. I have them going 27-55. Last year, they were 25-57, so 2-game improvement.
Yeah.
I think they have Halliburton. I was going to say losing Halliburton. I'm thinking about the Kings too much, man. I'm thinking about your team.
You should
too much.
Be. The Kings are the best team in the league.
No, Halliburton is a great addition. I love Halliburton. He is a fantastic addition for them.
Yeah.
I have huge hopes for Halliburton. You guys are going to be excited for my...
No. I think they're great. They lose Brogdon, obviously.
That's going to hurt.
You know who they get back in return? Daniel Theis. What's he going to do for them?
Nothing. Yeah, waste money.
And they got a lot of other bench players for the Celtics, but I think they released most of them.
They were
just trying to be respectful, ship Brogdon off to the Celtics and be nice, because I think they had a good relationship.
I think they gained a pick, too, didn't they?
I believe so as well.
They did.
But, yeah, I have them winning a couple more games. Another future-looking team. They're bright.
Yeah, for sure.
Pistons at 13. I have them being 33-49. I have them winning 10 more games than last year. Last year, they were 23-59. I think they make a jump. Not a big enough jump to be a play-in team.
Yeah.
Not a big enough jump to be the 11th or 12th seed. But I think they're going to be a 13th seed, roughly around there. They're going to make an improvement. And then next year, I think they'll jump up a little bit more. Give them a couple years, they'll be a playoff team.
Yeah.
At 12, I have the Wizards, 37-45. Last year, they were 35-47. I think they're going to stay around that same thing. They have Beal, so either way, they're going to win 30-plus games with Beal alone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's all you need.
And they still have key pieces around him as well. But I just don't see them really making huge jumps because they didn't really improve anywhere. They just kind of stayed stagnant, kept a lot of pieces, or got returnable pieces that are basically the same value.
Yeah, I think they got... I think they got Will Barton and
they
Monte
did,
Morris.
Which is key. Yeah. That's why I haven't won two more games. Yeah. So I think Will Barton's a good add-on to their team.
Yeah.
He might even start for them. They still have Denny. They still have Rui, who are good. Solid. I won't even say good. They're solid young players.
I like Rui Hachimura.
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah.
They're solid.
I like Rui.
Yeah.
But still.
They have a long way to go.
Nothing breathtaking.
Nowhere close. No. Not yet.
And at 11, I have the Hornets. Mm-hmm. I have them at 500, 41-41. Last year, they were 43-39. They still have a very solid starting lineup. I know the center position's tough, but you have LaMelo Ball at the one. He could be an all-star.
He will.
Terry Rozier, who since he's been on the Hornets, had 19 points a game, 20 points a game, and 18 points a game, roughly, in his past three seasons on the Hornets. Gordon Hayward at the three. I think he's going to regress.
He will.
He's greatly. Not going to be the Gordon Hayward. He has never been the Gordon Hayward before, his ankle.
Yeah.
His ankle thing with the Celtics. So, but he's still a very, he's a startable player. So I think he'll be all right. At the four, PJ Washington, good piece.
Yeah.
It's not Miles Bridges,
too,
though.
It's not Miles Bridges. And at the five is Plumlee, which is their struggle area.
Yeah, that's
gross.
But I see them at 500, and I think they could sneak into the play-in. I wouldn't be surprised. I just can't put them there right now.
Yeah.
And then at the 10th seed, getting into the play-in tournament, I have the Knicks at 42-40.
I like that.
Last year, they were the 11th seed at 37-45. So they take a jump up, win five more games.
Mm-hmm.
You have to. You got Jalen Brunson. You made that move.
Yeah.
You have RJ. You have Julius Randle. Mitchell Robinson. Derrick Rose is on your bench now. Quickley's on your bench now. Most likely, probably Quickley.
Yeah.
I would assume,
yeah.
You just have to make that. There's no way after getting Brunson and giving him, I would say, a little bit of an overpay.
Yeah, for sure. 100%.
They just have to. If they cheat, I don't know what they have to do, but they have to make the play-in. So I just have them there because there's no way. It would be a fail if they don't make the plan.
And I think nepotism played a little bit into his signing a little bit because I think his dad is an assistant something. He's
really?
In the organization, his dad is, yes. So I think that played a big part in the overpay for sure.
At nine, I have the Raptors. Nick talked about earlier, and I completely agree with this, they're always going to be a play-in, playoff team. Great coaching, Pascal Siakam, Fred VanVleet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They have a very solid core, good bench, and overall good team. Mm-hmm. Otto Porter was a huge pickup for them.
I think so too.
Nothing breathtaking, obviously, where they're going to make a run. I mean, they could, you know, they could sneak by and make a run a little bit to past the first round. But I don't, overall, solid team. But I think they do regress a little bit, but they're still going to be in the play-in.
Okay.
At eight, I have the Bulls, 45-37. Last year, they were the sixth seed and were 46-36. So I basically have them as the same as last year.
Yeah.
They just lose one more game.
No, that's fine with it.
I think Zoe, he's going to be out for a little bit.
That's
I heard yesterday he can't run or jump, so that's not a good sign.
That's what I'm saying.
He's not
going
to be ready anytime soon.
I'm a huge Lonzo guy. I really hate to hear that.
But they do have, you know, good pieces to take
fill
over as fill in the hole right now.
Yeah.
Caruso, like you said, Ayo. So I think they'll be all right. But the 8th seed is where I have them right now.
That's fair.
Now, this one might be a surprise. At the 7th seed, I have the Hawks.
Okay.
45-37. Last year they were 43-39. So they get a little bit better. It's just the East is so tight. And I just, the teams I talk about later, I think they're better.
That's exactly
why. The Hawks
why.
Have a great future. I know they went to the Eastern Conference Finals, not this past year, but the year before. Mm-hmm. But that was a little bit of, they had a not an easy path, but there was some injuries along the way that helped them get there.
And the whole situation with Ben Simmons, that's when that occurred too.
Exactly. It was a little fluky.
A little fluky. They had help. That's what it's all about. Yeah. The Celtics faced some teams with injuries this past playoffs and helped them get to the finals. So whatever the path is, the path is. So I'm not going to take it away from them.
Sure.
But I have them at the 7th seed. Murray's a huge pickup.
Yeah.
Love that. Love that for them.
Me too.
Give them a year or two, and they're going to be I think they'll be the top 3 seed.
Yeah.
But right now, not yet.
Yeah,
we'll
can see that.
Now getting into the 6th seed, another surprise probably, the Cavs. 47-35. I only have them a little bit better than the Hawks. I see the hype, but I don't see the hype enough for them to completely flourish over the teams I have above them.
Mm-hmm. I'm big on the Cavs hype train, man.
I am too.
I know
I'm
you are.
Very big on the Cavs hype
train.
I'm
big on it, but not right now. I think Durant has to get older. Harden and the Sixers have to get older before they can make that jump. So that's what I'm saying with the Hawks, too. I think these stars and superstars that are in the Eastern Conference right now, they have to start to regress before I can really say, the Cavs are going to be that next team up. I mean, the 6th seed is still better than they were last year. They were the 9th seed last year.
Yeah.
And I have them winning 3 more games. So they're still going to be a 6th seed. I think they're going to do
you only
well.
You have them winning 3 more games?
Yeah.
Wow. Who, the Cavs?
Yeah.
Oh, well, they played relatively well last year.
Yeah, they did play relatively well last year.
I have them winning a little
more. They kind of surprised everyone last year.
I think so, too.
With the pieces they had.
I think Donovan Mitchell's enough to,
put him over the hump.
Put him over the hump. That's exactly what I mean.
I mean, he did it with Utah, so I can see your point.
Exactly. He's a superstar.
And I can see myself being wrong on this take.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about. But I just don't see them better than the teams above them right now with superstar talent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which gets me into the 5th seed. The Brooklyn Nets, 49-33.
Right.
Last
like
year, they were the 7th seed at 44-38. They can't be as dysfunctional as last year.
No,
they just
no
can't
way.
Be.
No.
Could they? 100%.
Yeah, for sure.
But there's no way they're as dysfunctional as last year. They're not making a huge jump. I don't say they're winning 55 games. I say 49. So they're under the 50 win mark. But
that's fair.
They have to be.
I like that.
They have to improve a little bit from last year. They have to be a little bit more functional and pretend to like each other. Either way you put it, having Ben Simmons is better than not having him on the court, you would think.
True.
I heard he's shooting threes. I heard that last year, too.
Oh, yeah.
And he didn't really play.
Yeah.
Sniper Ben Simmons, baby. That's what we're all here for.
So we're going to have to see on that one. But they have to improve a little bit. At 4, I have the Sixers at 50-32.
Okay.
Last year,
okay.
they were also the 4th seed at 51-31.
Yeah.
I say they lose one more game, but it's one game. It doesn't really matter. It's no
difference.
That's
not
nothing. That's nothing at all.
Not a big deal at all. I originally had them over the Celtics, but then why I don't, which I'll get to with the Celtics is why I don't. They're going to be good.
Yeah.
They could be the 2 seed as well. They could jump all the way to the 2 seed. They could be the 3 seed. But the Heat, Celtics, and Sixers, as the same with last year, they're all going to be in that same area. So that's why I have the Sixers at the 4 seed.
Now,
getting into my Boston Celtics at the 3 seed, I have them 52-30. And here's why. Last year, they were 51-31. So I actually have them doing one game better, which it's just one game. We talked about it a second ago. Not a big deal.
Yeah.
I think they're going to start off slow. Ime's a huge loss.
Robert Williams.
I'm scared about Mazzulla a little bit because with Brad Stevens, he was kind of a pushover. Great coach, great mind. But the reason why we never got over the hump is because he was just completely toned out by the roster.
Yeah.
Especially the guys, especially Kyrie, who's gone now, of course. But Tatum and Brown, who were there, smart, kind of got toned out. Ime was the only coach who could get to them at a level where, wow, I have to listen to this guy. You know, he was the only guy who could really get to Smart, Tatum, and Brown. because he played in the NBA. Mm-hmm. He's not any younger than Brad Stevens, but I just think he reached them at a different level versus Brad Stevens, who's just like a nerd of basketball.
Yeah.
Not as much as a... He never really... He played in college, but never got to the top elite level.
Yeah.
Yeah. For sure.
What do you guys think?
About Celtics?
Yeah.
I think that... I mean, kind of like you were saying, like, it's a whole different situation if everything works out right for him. Like, they're right there at the top of the spectrum as far as record-wise goes. You know what I'm saying?
So I think they're going to start off a little slow. Not as slow as last year and be a 500
yeah,
team.
Yes.
They cannot start off that slow. Rob is a huge loss. He's going to be out till roughly late November, early December.
In my eyes, I think that's what's going to hurt the team early on.
But I just think they have Brown, Tatum, Smart, Grant Williams, Horford,
Brogdon,
yeah. Pritchard. They have so many guys that can kind of help them out. They might, you know, sign someone, another center. They've been looking at that. So I think they'll be all right, and they're not going to be a 500 team going into roughly midseason like they were last year.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
I just think that their lack of size is really going to hurt them.
Mm-hmm.
No Robert Williams. You're running Al Horford at like the five. I think rebounding is just going to really harm them, especially on the offensive end.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I don't exactly have them as high, especially without Robert Williams. I think that's going to, you know, do a lot more hurt than harm.
I agree.
But I still do agree they're going to be over 50 wins. Mm-hmm. This is going to be a really good team. Eastern Conference, I think they're going to go to the Eastern Conference Finals, despite how I have them a little lower. They're definitely a playoff team. By then, they're going to be healthy. They're going to be good to go.
And then at the two, I have the Heat, 53-29. Mm-hmm. I have them actually at the same record as last year.
Oh,
I do too.
I know you talked about earlier, Nick, losing P.J. Tucker, not having a real true power forward. But, they have Kyle Lowry, who's
That's
old.
True, but... I just think he's, like you were saying, he's old, and like he took a huge step back last year.
Yeah, and they still have Jimmy Buckets. They still have Tyler Hero, Duncan Robinson, Bam. They're going to be a 50-plus win team, so that's why I'm at the second seed. First, undeniably,
it's the Bucks.
No argument. I have the Bucks at 57-25. Last year they were 51-31,
kind of
which
the
is
same thing.
The third seed, which is weird, looking back.
Mm-hmm.
But 57-25, one seed.
No doubt about it.
Yep.
All right. Now we're going into my rankings. This is where the debates are going to start. I'm
very
excited for this. There's going to be a lot of talking. Seeing your guys' rankings, mine are extremely different, and I'm very excited to get these off.
Ooh,
yeah. Yeah, so.
Start at 15.
So at 15, we got the Magic. I got them at 22 wins. They're not going to be a good team. I think that they're one of the worst teams in the league. They're up there with the Jazz and the Spurs. I think Suggs will make a big leap, and Banchero will do well, but all around, this team is just flat-out mediocre, below average. I hate to say it because I'm a big Tracy McGrady fan. I love the Magic's history, but now is not the time. I think in a five-year span, though, this can be one of the top teams in the league.
I agree with you. I think they'll have, independent successes. Mm-hmm. Like Suggs will get better.
Yeah.
I think Paolo will have a good year.
Yeah, but overall,
as a
team.
Cole Anthony, exactly.
Yeah.
But overall as a team, they're not going to beat most teams.
And I think they're going to try to tank to get Wembanyama. Because then,
really?
Yeah, because then
I think they have to.
Yeah, you got Cole Anthony, Suggs, Franz Wagner, you got, I guess, Paolo, and then
Jonathan Isaac.
Wembanyama, then you got
Wendell Carter Jr.,
like you said. Mm-hmm.
They're going to have to start paying these guys, though.
That's what I'm saying. That's what
they might struggle a little bit with that.
Same thing the OKC went
OKC down the line.
Yeah. I think the Magic, in 5 years' time, this is going to be a great roster.
Yeah.
Now, absolutely not. At 14, this is a big shock. I got the Hornets.
I
think Miles Bridges, that loss will hurt this team a ton. That's LaMelo Ball's favorite lob target. They completely lose that. It's a big loss of perimeter shooting, especially being a stretch four. It's a loss of interior defense. I mean, that's a lot of vertical you're losing with Miles Bridges. And I do think LaMelo will be an all-star. But, I mean, outside of him, I think this team's going to disappoint. I really hope they make me, take back my words. I think Gordon Hayward's going to regress. He's getting older. He's injury-prone. He's a good shooter. But, I mean, that's really all he's good for at this point. I mean, he's never really been a fantastic dribbler. I think Terry Rozier will keep doing his thing. He's going to be solid.
Shout out, Terry.
Yeah, that's your boy. But, I mean, Mason Plumlee, that's your starting center, really.
Yeah.
Especially when you have a lob target like LaMelo Ball or
a
lobber.
Tell the world how many wins you think the Hornets. Because that's the, as Stephen A. Smith would say, blasphemy to me is that you have the Hornets at how many wins?
28 wins.
That is wild to me.
I think they're going to tank. I think with the loss of Miles Bridges, this is their perfect time to go out and tank for a very good player. I don't think they're going to get Wembanyama, but no. I think they're going to get a top five prospect.
For sure.
At 13, I have the Pistons. I know you guys, I believe you guys had them a little higher. I think I had them at the same with you.
I had the Pistons at, excuse me, I had them at 13 as
Yeah, I got them at 13. I had them at 30 wins. I think Cade Cunningham is going to have a great season, and I think Ivy's going to do well. I have in here that he's not going to live up to the expectations. I think he's going to like hit it just about. I think he'll be a solid scorer. Him and Cade are definitely going to show flashes of greatness. Yep. This is not the year, though. Last year, Cade Cunningham showed a lot of flashes, especially with Marvin Bagley as his big man. Bagley was definitely a lob target for him. I wish he could have showed that on the Kings.
I forgot they got Bagley.
Yeah, he didn't do anything for us.
Trade deadline, right?
Yeah, Bagley has been, from what I've seen, has been showing out for the Pistons.
Yeah.
But, yeah, this is not the time. At 12, I got the Wizards. I had them at 34. I think, you know, with Bradley Beal, I mean, you're definitely not going to be the 15 seed. I mean, without him, probably.
Yeah.
But you have Beal. He's going to be an all-star like usual. He's going to go out and, I mean, give you, like, 34 on a random night. But overall, they're not going to have too much success. I think Kuzma is going to step up and average a decent amount. And here I have 18, but at retrospect, I'm not sure. One guy I'm very hyped about is Denny Advia.
Yeah.
He was big coming out of the draft. I think he's going to take that leap. I think he's going to average at about 15 this year. He's going to be big on boards. He can pass. He's a big guy, 6'9", run the 3 and the 4. I think he's the stretch 4 they're going to need, but not this year. He's going to be their future 4. But as of right now, I don't think they're going to show.
Are you a big Rui guy?
I love Rui Hachimura. I think he's going to be really nice off the bench. But, I mean, it's not enough. I mean, their guards are lackluster. They don't really have a, you know, perennial true center.
Yeah.
So, the Wizards, it's going to be hard.
Porzingis.
I like Porzingis, but he's not what he used to be on the Knicks.
Yeah.
I mean, on the Knicks, that guy was different.
I agree.
Porzingis was All-star a machine.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he's definitely regressed ever since he joined the Mavs. I wish he could have played out. Him and Luka could have been special. At 11, I got the Pacers, and this is a little higher than I had than you guys had.
Yeah.
But I am a major believer in Tyrese Halliburton. Tyrese, we trust. I did not like getting rid of him on the Kings. I would have rather have gotten rid of Davion Mitchell, but I know that would have been a huge loss on defense, so I can understand it. But I think Tyrese Halliburton has that DeJounte Murray type potential. He can give you a triple-double every night. Not every night, but any night. I think he's going to average right about there. I can almost see him getting towards that 20 points a game mark. He has an unorthodox jump shot, but he knocks that down. He's been fantastic ever since Iowa State. Loved him on the Kings. I think he's going to have to do a lot to carry this team. I think Benedict Mathurin will perform. But, I mean, other than that, I'm not sure how much I like this team. I have them at 35. That can definitely be lower, though, depending on how Tyrese and Mathurin perform.
I could see them jumping up to the 11th seed because they have a center, Miles Turner.
I really like Miles Turner.
Most of the bad teams we've talked about, their center is either super young or non-existent.
Yeah,
exactly.
So they do have a center who is serviceable.
He's
above average center.
For sure,
definitely.
I think so. I like Miles.
Who had star potential but has never really reached it.
Yeah.
So I could see them getting to 11 seed because I do have some key pieces.
I think he's been on the brink of all-star. I don't think this will be the year. I think it could. I mean, that dude's got hops. He's a very long wingspan. He's one of the best shot blockers in the league.
He's
a fantastic shooter. Tyrese is going to throw that man lobs.
The thing with Miles is he's not getting any younger.
Yeah.
So every year he doesn't make an all-star.
It's going to be harder.
It's going to be harder because he's at this point, off the top of my head, I'd say 27, 28 exactly. So he's getting up there.
I do like Miles Turner, though. That's why I got the Pacers at 11. At 10, I think this is like where all of us had the Knicks.
I think so.
I got them at 38 wins.
Do.
Yeah, I think everybody had the Knicks at 10. It's good that we can agree on something. This isn't their year yet. I've seen a lot of stuff all over social media that they got a big three going. They have a very well-rounded roster. And although they have a decent roster, I mean, it's nothing compared to what the rest of the Eastern Conference has. I mean, everybody's making a big deal over Jalen Brunson. He showed a lot in the playoffs, but I don't think he's up there to be that, you know, number two scorer for a team, especially like the New York Knicks. That's a big market team.
Yeah.
I think RJ Barrett's going to have a great year. The roster's it's built well, but they don't really have a player that can like take over games, which is what they were hoping with Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah.
Unless RJ Barrett, like I said, steps up.
Yeah.
RJ Barrett, I think, will average around 22. I really, really like RJ Barrett this year. But, I mean, Julius Randle, come on, man. You have not looked as good. I mean, he had that 1 year in New York. That man was fantastic. Yeah. Ever since then, it's been hard.
Harden jumping.
So, yeah, I got them at 38 wins.
Can I throw a hypothetical question at you guys?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
What would the trade package have been if they did get Donovan Mitchell?
Okay, I think, like, what it should have been?
Yeah.
Okay, so reasonably, I think it should have been, like, quickly, Quentin Grimes. I mean, you got to throw Julius Randle in there because of the contract.
Yeah.
And probably, like, 3 to 4 picks.
I like that.
All right, I'm glad you guys didn't say RJ, because that would have
been... No.
I mean, that would be so stupid by then.
Yeah, you can't get rid of RJ. He's the future.
Potential. The future.
He's the future of the Knicks. At 9, I got Toronto. This is around where everybody else had him, too.
Yeah.
They definitely won't be as good as last year. I think they were the 5 seed last year. They're definitely going to regress. I do think Scotty Barnes will have a fantastic year. I mean, I think he can have an All-NBA season. He showed a lot of flashes last year.
Even with the braces.
Yeah. I mean, brace Scotty. I mean, you got to love it. I mean, he's got Fred VanVleet out there. Pascal Siakam said he's in one of the best shapes he's ever been in. He said he's really got to step up. So I'm hoping that he lives up to that. But as of right now, this is a very stacked Eastern Conference, and I don't think the Raptors roster stacks up to the rest. So I have them at 43 wins. They're over 500, but they're not where I'd like for them to be.
That's an agreeable spot.
Yeah. At 8, I have the Hawks a little lower than what you guys had them at. I'm a big fan of the Hawks. I do think they could be a top 5 team. But as of right now, I don't know. I just don't see it. I mean, Trae Young, he's going to be an all-star. We all know that. I just don't think that the winning will be there if Trae Young keeps hucking up threes. I mean, he makes all these threes, but he shoots 50 of them a game.
Yeah.
He can't be doing that with DeJounte there, especially with DeJounte being such a passing threat. You got to spread to the bigs. John Collins, that's a lob threat. Clint Capella.
Lob threat, too.
I love lob threats, man. They got to be used.
Yeah, it's a little reminiscent of the 13-14 Clippers a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Lob City.
I mean, you know, a better two-guard.
Yeah.
Jamie and I are – I had met 7, you had met 8. You had met 5. So
yeah. I'm really big on him because I like DeJounte Murray. He reminds me of
– I did too.
I wouldn't say he reminds me of Russell Westbrook, but he reminds me of how
– an overall player?
Put up the stats. Like,
yeah, he's probably the closest we've gotten to Russell Westbrook.
As far as, like, putting up the stats, Yeah.
Easy. So yeah, their starting lineup's really good, but I'm not a big fan of the bench. I mean, you got Bogdanovich, you have, you know, your pieces here and there, but I mean, aside from DeJounte and Trey, you don't really have that like perfect six man. I have him at 46.
Still have Lou Will, but he's
old.
I
forgot about that.
He is old now.
Lemon Pepper Lou.
He didn't do much last year.
Yeah.
He kind of fell off.
So yeah, I got him at 46 wins. They're gonna be good. They're gonna be a playing team, just not the 5 seed.
Yeah.
7, I got the Chicago Bulls. DeRozan, LaVine, Vucevic, I think they're all going to do well. Vucevic is definitely losing a step. He's not as quick as he used to be, but he could still spread the floor.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, LaVine and DeRozan, that's your duo right there. They're going to go out and do their thing every night. I mean, DeRozan, that's a mid-range genius right there. He's insane. LaVine, he's got the hops. He's got the threes. I think the loss of Lonzo is going to hurt them in the long run, especially early. I mean, like you said, he can't jump. He can't run.
Nope.
That's really hard to hear.
That's his quote, too, out of
his
mouth.
Yeah, that's what he said. Again, Lonzo is a huge passer. He's probably the best passer on the team. And now you're losing that, and you're left with Caruso. You're left with Ayo Dosunmu, who can definitely step up. And you're left with Kobe White, who hasn't necessarily lived up to the potential ever since leaving college.
Yeah.
I'm really hoping he steps up, though. Their guard depth, I have in my hair that it's mediocre, but I think it's there.
Yeah.
It can definitely be there.
I think so, too.
I think they do have the potential to be a top 5 seed if everything goes well, but I have them at 48 wins and the 7 seed. At the 6 seed, I'm very sorry. This is where I got the Sixers.
That's crazy.
I mean, I have them at a lot of wins. I mean, all these top guys, teams, they have a lot of wins.
That's reasonable. So,
that's true. You have them at a good amount of wins.
I just think everybody in the East, it's going to be extremely tight race.
Oh, yeah.
I got them at 49 wins, just under 50. Embiid and Harden, they're going to be a top-tier duo in the league. We know this. Harden, I mean, if he can get back to that Rockets form, that team is going to be deadly.
Nah,
Embiid, he's going to be an MVP candidate. But aside from Harden, Embiid, and Maxey, I mean, I don't know how I think about the roster. I like it. They're definitely going to probably be top six, top five. But I just don't think it's as well-rounded as others. I mean, you got the star power, but I just think the bench, when you got the bench in there, it's when they're going to lose games.
You think so? I mean, I think Montrez and D'Anthony Melton and Pete.
I really like Melton. Yeah. I'm a big fan of Melton.
Yeah, me too.
The beast.
Trez, yeah. I don't know what happened with him. I mean, he was just lingering in free agency. He's getting released by all these teams.
He had some legal issues. Yeah. That's what kind of kept him back.
Yeah. So we'll see how he does. Former sixth man of the year.
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy. At five, I'm sorry, Mr. Alex. I got the Celtics. I have them at 50 wins still.
I only had them at two more wins. So, I mean, I'm not mad. It's more about the seeding.
Yeah, that's what I have. Yeah. That's what it's going to come down to is the seeding. They're going to be a 50-win team. Like I said earlier, this is one of the most well-rounded rosters in the league. You got your superstars in Tatum and Brown. You're adding Malcolm Brogdon as your sixth man. He's going to open up the floor a lot. Marcus Smart, Defensive Player of the Year. I don't think he'll replicate it, but he's going to go out there and do his thing, lock up people.
The thing is with Smart, he's been doing this his whole career.
Yeah.
It's just last year. He didn't really do anything different. He just got the recognition. He's never really been any different.
I think it's because Rudy Gobert didn't do as well as he usually does.
Yeah.
But I think the controversy is going to hurt this team in the long run. Without Ime Udoka, this is going to hurt. I mean, you got your interim coach. What's his name?
Joe Mazzulla.
I think he's going to come in and do his job well. But I don't think you're going to get the same production without Udoka. And Robert Williams, I think, is what's going to hurt this team overall. I mean, early on, I don't think this team's – they're not going to start off like as bad as last year.
No way.
But they're not going to start off as hot, like as hot as a lot of people think. So I think later on in the year, they're going to be one of the top teams in the league. But early on, that's where their losses are going to come in, and that's why I have them at the 5 seed.
Yeah.
I think it just looks bad because they're the fifth seed. But, I mean, 50 wins is 50 wins. Yeah. So I can agree with that.
Yeah.
So at four, I have the Brooklyn Nets at 51 wins.
Okay.
I do have them just one ahead. I'm saying if healthy and good chemistry, this is probably the best team in basketball.
Yeah.
You got three superstars out there if we're going to count Ben Simmons.
No, I don't
know. I got to see a little bit more for this.
Yeah.
Me too. Yeah.
Hey, he was rookie of the
year. He was on his way.
Yeah, he was up there, and then he started passing everything. I don't know what that was, but you got KD. He's one of the best players in the entire planet.
Mm-hmm.
Kyrie Irving, the best dribbler on the planet. He can pass, he can shoot, faders, everything.
Yeah.
They bring everything you need to score the basketball. What I like about Ben Simmons, especially when compared to James Harden, is when you have Kyrie, Durant, and Harden all on the court at the same time, you have no defense.
Yeah.
And that's what Ben Simmons brings to the court. He's 6'11", he can play the 1 through the 5, and he locks people up. And I honestly think he may be a better or just as good of a passer as James Harden. Especially with the Nets, Harden was a much better passer, which we didn't really see from him in Houston.
No.
But Ben Simmons has always been a great passer his entire career. So I think that can really open up the floor. I like their bench. Seth Curry, that's your sniper, especially with Joe Harris as well. You have TJ Warren. I mean, that's the bubble goat right there. he's never going to be like that again, but he's a solid.
Man.
Yeah, and then you got Cam Thomas. Huge on Cam Thomas. I remember him and Davion Mitchell were the Summer League MVPs.
Yeah.
2 years ago. So I think if healthy and good chemistry, this team could be the one seed. Here I have them the four, but they could most definitely be lower. This is probably the most fluctuating team out of everybody.
And they got Royce O'Neal as well.
Yeah, I like Royce O'Neal.
Don't forget David Duke.
Oh, I forgot they got him.
Nah, he's not a huge piece, but shout out Providence College.
All right, at three, I have the Miami Heat. They have one of the best coaches in basketball.
Yeah.
All time. Eric Spoelstra. I love the guy. I think they have one of the better defensive teams in the league. You got Jimmy Butler. He's not as good of a defender as he used to be. He used to be probably one of the best up there with Kawhi, but he's still elite. You have Bam Adebayo. He's a great shot blocker. He even has a 6'9" center. But I think overall, what's going to hurt him is size. That's what the overall consensus has been. I mean, you have a 6'5" shooting power forward. I mean, Duncan Robinson is literally the definition of a pick and pop two guard, and you have him running the four, which is, I think, going to overall hurt this team.
Defense isn't there.
No, it's
non-existent.
Interior defense, and you're putting Duncan Robinson on Giannis.
Maybe they won't. We're gonna have to see.
We're gonna have to see
the starts.
I guess if Jovic could potentially do anything defensively interior-wise, they will be straight.
I was going to say, but imagine you're the Heat and you're starting Duncan Robinson at the 4, Bam at the 5, and you're going up against a team like Minnesota.
Yeah.
Where Duncan Robinson now has to guard
Cat.
Yeah. That, in a million years, is never happening.
No.
So I think that's what's going to hurt them, facing bigs. Especially with teams with good fours, that's what's going to hurt them. I still have them as a 3 seed at 53 wins. They're going to be great. You have good coaching, and I hope Spoelstra finds a way around that.
For sure.
At 2, this is my my big shocker. I got the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Oh, that's
great. Oh, man, I love Donovan Mitchell. That's my guy. He's a substantial upgrade over Colin Sexton offensively and defensively. Sexton was great. Donovan Mitchell's a whole nother level. Shout out Colin Sexton, though. I feel bad he's in Utah. Former Alabama guy.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide, baby. You have Evan Mobley. He's fantastic. He was, correct me if I'm wrong, he was Rookie of the Year, right?
No, it was Scotty.
Scotty, yeah. Sorry. Yeah. I couldn't remember if it was him or Cade. Yeah, I know those were the three. Evan Mobley, he's going to show why he's, you know, going to be one of the perennial bigs in the league for a long time.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you have one of the best benches in basketball. You got Kevin Love, Isaac Okoro, who's probably going to start, Caris LeVert, Ricky Rubio, Rajon Rondo, Dean Wade. Everything is there for this team to succeed, especially with Rubio and Rondo bringing a veteran presence, teaching the young guys. I think they possibly have one of the best overall well-built rosters in the league. Very high.
For the future
as well. For the future, especially. I mean, this team is going to be special. I have my 55 wins. That can
Yeah. 55.
That can definitely change. I'm a very high believer in the Cavs. I used to not like them with LeBron, but Donovan Mitchell has changed my attitude towards the Cavs.
Since this is a big topic, how many wins do you have them having?
Cavaliers, I got them at 49 wins. 49
I'm at 47. So Nick and I are similar at 47, 49.
Yeah.
55.
I just think
that's
a lot of
teams. That's a big jump from 49.
Yeah, I mean, that's if Donovan Mitchell and that's like if Darius Garland's going out there, you know, getting like 11 assists. I mean, they could definitely do that.
Yeah, he's an all-star last
year. Yeah, Darius Garland was insane last year.
I'm not wrong, Jared Allen was close to being one.
Yeah, I remember him, Mobley.
That's because of injuries, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean.
He still almost earned it, though.
Yeah.
I think Jared Allen's one of the best shot blockers in the league.
For sure.
He's a 7'1", huge, long wingspan. Mobley 6'11". You got two huge guys. I mean, especially when looking at the Heat, how are you going to guard those two?
He was an all-star. He was a reserve. He was an all-star. Yeah. So it still counts.
And you have Okoro. He's a good shooter off the
Jared
forward.
Allen.
Yeah.
And then you have Garland and Mitchell, who are going to be one of the best guard duos in the league.
If not the best.
Yeah.
Honestly,
I think they're up. Maybe Steph and Clay, just because Clay's regressed.
Yeah,
they could be up there.
Yeah.
So I really like the Cavs, 55 wins.
I agree with you. If it all works out,
this got to work out.
And I can see it. So this is like one of your only takes where I can be like, yeah, I can
see. Yeah, I remember we were in class earlier and you really didn't like it. But now that I got to explain it.
Because it is a wild take when you look at the other teams, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But the potential is there.
Definitely.
I just can't see them being above the Nets, Sixers, the Celtics, Heat, and Bucks right now. Next year, probably.
Yeah, I can see it. Yeah. I'm a big believer. And at the one, we all know, we got the Bucks.
Yep.
Yes,
they lost like no pieces. Their chemistry is only improving. You have Giannis. He's the best basketball player in the world. He does it all. He's dominating in the EuroLeague right now. I mean, there is no stopping that man.
Yeah.
He's developed his jump shot, too.
Yeah,
that's what everybody was scared of, is if that dude gets a jump shot, it's over. And now look at him.
Even 36%. If he shoots 36% from three, it's like over. They'll win the championship.
30-something. That's all.
Yeah.
If he's even in the 30s, I mean, you're chilling.
And then the free throw line, if he's like in the
high
70s, low 80s, because that's kind of been a struggle.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
I mean, that was even a struggle with LeBron James for a long time.
He was
never a good free throw shooter. So I don't think,
Yeah, he's really not.
Yeah, so that's why I don't think free throws are as huge of a worry with Giannis, just because no matter what, that dude's going to get to the basket.
Yeah.
He's going to dunk on you. You could be 7'7". You can have Taco Fall out there, and Giannis is going to put him on a poster.
Yeah.
They also just recently re-signed Jordan Nwora.
Breaking news.
Huge. That's biggest news of the day. He's a solid bench piece.
I think so, too.
Can't deny that. Have him at 57 wins. They can definitely break 60. Jrue Holiday, can't deny it. That's an all-star right there.
Their only possible downfall, if I want a nitpick, not Giannis, but everyone else is getting a little old. Chris Middleton's getting into his 30s.
Yeah.
Drew Holiday's getting into his mid-30s. George Hill, who's on like his second or third stint there, mm-hmm. he's got to be closing in on like 37.
Yeah.
So they are getting a little bit older, besides Giannis, who's just getting into his prime. He's okay. But everyone else is getting a little bit older.
On a side note, I was playing basketball this morning, and I started watching some Chris Middleton highlights to get me in the mood to start knocking down threes. That dude has a clean jump shot.
He does.
Yeah. It's lightning quick. He could pull up a mid-range right on top of you.
Yeah.
I really like Chris Middleton. There's a reason he's been an all-star before. I hate the people that say, oh, he's a fluke all-star. He was on the Bucks. They're good. Chris Middleton is a beast, one of the best shooters in the league, in my mind, still. And that's why the Bucks. I got a 57 wins, can definitely break 60, though.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. All right, that's all we got for you guys this week. Thank you all for tuning in to WVUA 90.7 and the Full Court Press Podcast. Come back next week for more breaking news, debates, and our way too early Western
Let's
Conference
go.
Predictions.
Crazy.
Yes, sir. This is Jamie, Nick, and Alex signing out. Peace.
Peace, guys.
WVUA FM, Tuscaloosa.